不觉得，我忘记了前一次大概几年前了哈，两三年，时间真的是过得很快。我记得我2008年的时候离开这里去到神学院上一下已经16年了哈，应该是16年。
I don't remember when the last time I was here, but in 2008 I went to attend seminary, and it's been 16 years.
Yeah, 16年了。
16 years.
所以我看到这里呀，不少的一些弟兄姐妹我还认识。
I still know a lot of you.
那有几位哈，我是比较陌生。
But I don't know all of you.
有一个可能哈，就是都是你们的孩子长大了，我不认得了。
One thing is your kids grow up and I don't recognize them anymore.
在这个服事的这十多年来
，in my serving in these decades.
如果要我归纳一句话
，if there's one thing I can summarize，
我说神的恩典。
The grace of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你自己的恩典。
Father, we praise you, thank you for your amazing grace.
能够使用我们软弱的人。
You can use those of us who are weak.
以至于主你自己彰显你自己的能力在我们身上。
And you manifest your power in us.
也透过我们的软弱。
And through our weakness.
也彰显主你自己的荣耀。
And to show your glory.
这一次把以下的时间向恩主你仰望交托。
And we lift up this time to you.
求主你自己的圣灵亲自也在我们当中工作。
May your Holy Spirit work among us.
开启我们心中的眼睛。
Open the eyes in our spirit.
以及我们真的能够明白主你自己的真理。
So we can truly understand your truth.
我们把以下时间向恩主你仰望交托。
And we lift up this time to you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，首先我们这一次是特别高弟兄跟我讲，你们的重点比较是放在以弗所书哈。
Brother Robert told me this year's theme is focused on Ephesians chapter 1.
所以我也知道大概有几次你们当中已经有分享过以弗所书。
And I know that you have already shared Ephesians.
我想我就是从一个不同的角度来看以弗所书。
So I'm going to look at Ephesians from a different angle.
首先我想讲一下就是以弗所书当保罗写的时候
When Paul wrote the Ephesians
我就先用一章九节那边说起
And I would like to start with chapter 1 verse 9
第九节他说都是照他自己所预定的美意叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘
And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure which is the purpose in Christ
又照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地下一切所有的都在基督里同归于一
To be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment to bring all things in heaven and on the earth together under one head even Christ
所以在基督里面神要达成一个目的就是在他里面一切同归于一
And that is to unite everything under Christ.
我们知道我们的福音
We know the gospel.
福音基本上你可以把它看成有两方面
And gospel you can see two different
一个就是福音的真理
One is the truth of the gospel.
我们需要认识什么是福音的真理
We need to understand what is the truth.
一个是福音的生活
AndThe other is the living out the gospel.
就是福音，我们真正在我们每一天生活是怎么活出来的
？How do we live it out every day?
所以这两方面其实都缺一不可的。
And you cannot just have one or the other.
我也知道，通常我们比较多是认识福音。
And many times we know the gospel.
所谓认识就是认识福音的这个真理。
And that really means that you know the truth.
当然，往往在福音的生活上面比较缺乏。
And many times we lack the living out of the gospel.
所以你看，所有的保罗，特别是保罗的书信，他一定会讲到福音的真理。
And when you look at the epistles from Paul, many times he always talk about the truth, the gospel.
然后他讲到福音的生活是怎么样的。
And then he talks about how the gospel is being lived out.
所以当保罗今天在这个以弗所要讲到合一的时候，
So today in Ephesians when we have to talk about the unity,
他特别讲到两方面，在这个真理上面是怎么知道的。
So he talks about two ways in which how we know the truth of the gospel.
怎么活出来的，在福音的真理上面。
And how to live it out.
第一，他说我们需要知道。
First, we need to know.
啊，就是所以他在十五节一章十五节，我们等一下会再来看哈。他需要他要我们知道，能够求神能够开我们的眼睛。
So and verse 15 later, we can see he asked that.Our eyes could be open.
就是神在福音里面所做的工作，以至于我们能够真的知道福音的真理。
So through the work of the gospel in Christ, we can know the truth.
第三章后面一段。
And then the last part of chapter one.
就讲到神的爱。
It talks about the love of Christ.
所以一方面是需要知道，一方面是需要有爱。
So on one side you have to know the truth, and the other you have to know the love.
但是怎么能够知道，怎么能够有爱？
How do we know and then have love?
当然保罗知道需要教导。
And Paul knows that we need the teachings.
但是我们也知道往往不是缺乏教导。
And many of us know that many times it's not just lacking of teaching.
所以你看到保罗在这里做一件事，他是祷告。
So here, Paul prayed.
然后他接着祷告，求神帮助我们能够真的知道。
Through prayer, he asked God to let us truly know.
他也是接着祷告，帮助我们真的能够知道神的爱，以至于我们能够爱人。
So through prayer, he will let us know that we can truly love people.
所以福音的真理必，所谓的就是福音的真理必须是知道。
The truth of the gospel, we need to know.
而且是真的知道。
And truly
真的相信
and truly believe.
告诉你能够活出来也因为你心中有真的有神的爱。
But you can only live it out if you have God's love in your heart.
所以以弗所基本上分成两部分。
So Ephesians is separated in two parts.
前面就讲到这个福音的真理所带来的一个非常重要的这个真理，就是讲到合一的事情。
And the first part is about the gospel, the teachings, and how it brings unity.
所以后面一段就讲到我们如何的有这个福音的生活。
And the second part is about how we can have this life in gospel, living out the gospel.
我们知道我们现在活在一个这个世界，这个社会里面。
Right now we're living in the society.
就是在社会里面我们面对各样的人与人之间的这个各种的分歧和冲突。
And we live among conflicts with people.
就是我深深体会到，特别现在选大家也知道选举又到了。
And I deeply convicted about this, just like the election is coming.
明显的你看到社会里面有两群的人。
And clearly you see that there are two groups of people.
就是因为对很多议题上面的看法不同。
Because they see things differently.
但是在教会以内。
But in church, in the church.
同样的也是有很多这个纷争的事情。
It's in the same way, there are a lot of dividing things.
我就举一些在教会里面常常会面对的议题。
I'd like to mention some of the things that we face commonly.
在教会久了，我们特别在教会不是好长一段时间就明白，很多时候在教会里面对于这个圣经的教导上的分析 分歧，就是说有不同的看法。
If you if you come to church for have been to the church for a long time, you will see that sometimes just on the doctrines, the teachings, there's different ways of looking at it.
Yeah, 受洗是怎么受洗的？
How do we get baptized?
什么是救恩论？就是在圣经的理解上，常常我们就面对很多这种不同的想法。
And even how we interpret the Bible, we have different ways of looking at it.
还有什么？教会内部的，包括一些议题，什么同性恋、同性婚姻。
And about in the church, we discuss about homosexuality and same-sex marriage.
堕胎。
Abortion.
这个 social justice 就是种族正义。
And the racial conflicts.
这也是我们常常在教会里面，有的时候常常在争论的。
It's always something that we have heated discussions in the church.
还有，有的时候就为了一个敬拜，怎么敬拜
？How do we worship?
有什么诗歌？有什么传统？
What kind of tradition? What kind of hymns?
我们就带来很多的这个不同的观念，不同就是之间就产生这个很多的矛盾，有的时候。
And through these things, we have conflicts.
当然也有一些是教会的这个领导，这个结构是怎么样的
？How is the church being governed? What is the structure?
是一个长老制的
？Is it the elders,
或许是会众制的
，congregational，
就是不同的
，they're different。
这个治理的方式就已经产生很多教会的分歧。
How is the church being governed？
所以你就看到很多时候有的时候有一些人就问，为什么有这么多教会？就是不同背景，是不同的这个宗派的教会。
How come there are so many denominations？In Christianity.
我们也看到年轻一代跟年长的一代也常常有的时候很多的想法不同。
And we see there are generational differences.
Yeah, 我们有孩子我们都知道。
Those of us who have kids know that.
所以这个面对这种的挑战是非常我们自己心里面也是觉得有的时候是非常困难的。
And when we have faced with these challenges, it is very difficult.
这些种种的困难就导致我们中间好像成有一座这个无形的墙在我们当中。
Through all these difficulties, it seems like there is an invisible wall.
这个无形的墙在我们心中被建起来。
And it divides us.
就是因为你的看法跟我不一样。
Because your view and my view are
也不一定是这些东西，其实我们许许多多东西我们都可以有这个墙住在就建在我们当中的。
Many times, these walls are built between us.
这些都是我们有时候很常说我们不知不觉就这样产生的。
And even sometimes we don't even realize that it was built.
每一天生活里面，当然婚姻里面也是其中一个，就是为了一些小小事情，有的时候就开始有一堵墙在那边。
In everyday life, just in marriages, you can, through the things that happen every day, you can have this wall built.
我们也知道在我们日常生活当中还有一些墙就是因为种族不同。
And many times we know that, there's a wall between races.
性别不同。
Gender.
社会地位不同。
Position in society.
财富。
Riches.
学历。
Level of education,
政治观点
politics.
你是什么肤色
？What color is your skin?
你是白人、黑人、黄种人
？Whether you're white, brown, or black.
所有这些都可能让我们中间有一堵墙的。
All these could create a wall.
但是我们知道神永恒的计划里面又把所有一切合而为一。
In God's eternal will, He brings everything together in unity.
但是我们的问题
，But our problems
总是 产生这个墙，产生许多的分裂。
Often create these walls and dividing us.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
还是你们都是，我们都没有感觉到我们所有东西都是安好的。
Oh, do you just think that everything?
大家都是和平的。
It's peaceful.
除非你刚出生不久哈。
Unless you're just born.
Yeah, 不然的话你一定经历到人生里面面对种种的挑战，就是特别是人与人之间的关系。
And you, otherwise you would have these challenges, between people.
所以我现在要追回去，什么因素导致于我们会有这个这种的墙，会去建造这样的墙。
So I wanted to go back and talk about the factors that caused people to build a wall.
我们从圣经里面我们知道，其实根源上就是人的罪。
And at the very root of the problem is man's sin.
就是为什么我们现在世界上是这么分裂的世界，我们的社会是这样，甚至家庭里面也是这样。
Why is it that our society is so divided? And same thing with our family.
我相信问我们每个人，我们都不想是这样。
We don't want that to happen.
但是好像又没办法不这样。
But we can't help it.
难道我们希望说我们家庭产生分裂吗？夫妻关系产生分裂，我们跟孩子产生分裂，当然我们都不愿意的。
Of course, we don't want to have a conflict between our and divided in our family and with our children.
但是总觉得有一堵的力，有一个一层力量总是在当中分，把我们这样的把它分割开。
But there's this force that divides us.
我们说它的根源其实就是人的罪，我们的罪性在我们里面。
And the root is our sinful nature.
这种自我的生命在我们里面。
And this self that is in us.
人当我们还没有犯罪的，从一个以神为中心的，现在犯罪的时候，就是以自己为中心，不是以别人为中心，就是以自己为中心。
Before it was a God-centered, and
所有东西
after we sin, it's man-centered.
比所有人必须要按照我的意思。
It's you have to do it according to my will.
我的看法，我的喜好。
My view and my preference.
还有一个就是，我觉得这是比较，这可能就是人的优越感，骄傲。
The other is feeling about of superiority, which is pride.
我们的心里面的骄傲。
Pride in our heart.
就是开始人为什么犯罪，也就是因为人心里的骄傲。人要尝试就是要骄傲。
Why do we people sin? It's because of pride.
因此这个墙就产生在所有的人身上。
So these walls are built on, between everyone.
其实这有两度非常大的墙。
There are two great walls.
因着这个罪产生的。
The one that happens most of the time.
所以我在这里面我特别强调这两个，也就是今天的经文就是从二章里面讲的两度的墙，很大的墙。
And so I want to emphasize on these two walls.
第一个墙就是所谓的人与神，就是很同向的，跟我们跟神的这个关系，中间有一度墙。
And the first one is between man and God, and this is the horizontal wall that's.
Yeah, 就是一个 vertical wall, 以至于我们跟神之间产生了一个隔绝。
So with separated from God.
一个就是横向的，就是 horizontal wall, 就是我们跟人。
So the other wall is a horizontal wall with people.
Yeah, 当然在这里面特别他强调两方面，一个就是神与人，一个就是我们犹太人跟外邦人。
One is between man and God, the other is between Jews and Gentiles.
神跟人这堵墙就是因为罪。
The wall between God and man is because of sin.
这个犹太人跟外邦人有这堵墙也是因为罪所需要的这个律法。
And the wall between Jews and Gentiles is because of the law.
神与人的隔绝，什么时候神与人隔绝？
When is it that we're separated from God?
我们知道当亚当犯罪之后，我们人就与神断绝了。
When Adam committed the sin, we were separated from God.
所以我们说这个隔绝的墙就是罪。
So this separation is the wall, is the sin.
没有人能够跨越这堵墙，能够进到神那边去。
Nobody can cross this wall.
没有人能够拆毁它。
And nobody can break it down.
人是死在罪恶过犯之中。
We are dead in our transgression.
所以人是永远与神隔离的。
So we are forever separated from God.
所以这是我们人的状态。
That's how we, that's the nature.
我们看到有一堵墙，就是使我们与神之间完全没有办法。这一次认识这位神，这一次能够与神这位和好。
So we cannot reconcile with God because there's this wall in between.
另外一堵墙，我们就看到是犹太人和外邦人的隔离。
And the other wall we see is the separation between Jews and Gentiles.
也同样，我们问什么时候这堵墙有了这堵墙
？So when did this wall? When was it built?
就是当犹太人有了律法。
And that is when the Jews got
the law. 神拣选了犹太人。
God chose Gentiles. God chose the Jews.
所以在西乃旷野的时候，就赐给他们律法，以至于把他们分别出来，成为他的子民。
In Mount Sinai, God gave the Israelites the law.
因此，世界上基本上我们可以说是分成两种人。
So we can say that. In this world, the people, there are two types of people.
一种就是犹太人。
One is the Jews.
他们是属神的。
They are God's people.
他们是神的子民。
They're God's nation.
另外一组就是非犹太人，就是外邦人。
And the other is Gentiles.
他们是没有神的。
They do not have God.
所以因此他们中间就有一个就有一堵墙隔绝了他们。
So between them, there is this wall that separates them.
所以你可以想象这两堵墙都是我们人没办法拆的。
So you can see these, both of these walls, we cannot take it down.
这个隔绝不是我们人的能力能够解决的。
And the separation is not, we cannot through our own power.
保罗要让我们看到这两堵墙。
Paul wants us to see these two walls.
是人是没办法不可能做到的。
These two walls, we cannot, surpass.
人不能，但是神能。
Man cannot, but God can.
所以神拆毁了这两堵墙。
So God demolished these two walls.
神如何拆毁了这两堵墙
？How did God demolish these?
这两个两大隔离的墙在我们人与神。以及我们人与人之间的这些墙。
How did God demolish these two big walls of separation between God and man and man among men?
所以首先他需要做的，神需要做的，就是要拆毁人神与人之间的墙。
The first thing is God demolished the wall between man and God.
所以他怎么解决这个问题
？How did he? What is his solution?
这也就是我们所说的福音的真理。
And that is the truth of the gospel.
是因为福音，因此这个墙才被拆毁的。
Because of the gospel, this wall was demolished.
所以圣经里面就说，神是透过耶稣的死、复活和升天来解决了人这个罪的问题。
Through the death of Christ and His resurrection, this problem was solved.
他是在基督身上运行了大能大力。使他从死里复活，就所有坐在天上，就是叫他在天上坐在他自己的右边。
And through God, the greatness of His power, Jesus resurrected and seated on the right hand.
所以你看到这堵墙就是我们跟神的关系。
So this wall that separate our relationship.
就是这隔离的墙是透过耶稣的死、耶稣的血、耶稣的身体、他的十字架。
And it is because of the death of Christ and His resurrection and His ascension, it lets you go through this wall.
解决了这个罪的问题
and solve the problem of sin.
因此我们这个罪渎墙就被拆毁了。
That is how the wall is being demolished.
所以我们能够来到神的面前。
So when we come before him,
我们这一次我们与神和好。
We can reconcile with him.
所以你就看到在这里面，你就看到在以弗所的二章一到十节。
So you see in Ephesians 1:10.
所以在这段我们就看到他说我们本来是死在过犯罪恶中，本为可怒之子，就是我们这些人外邦人。
Us Gentiles is originally a dead in his transgression.
我们是死的。
We are dead.
我们的人生是可悲的。
Our livelihood is sad.
我们结局是灭亡的。
Our result is we are destroyed.
我们是没有盼望的。
And we have no hope.
就是我们没有信主的时候的状态。
This is the state we were in before we came.
就是那堵墙把我们与神隔绝了。
So this wall separated us from God.
所以接下去他说二章四到六节他说神透过耶稣基督的十字架救赎了我们。
So chapter 2 verse 4 says through the cross we're saved.
所以因为福音
because of the gospel.
因为耶稣基督的死复活升天
because of the death and his resurrection.
我们的罪被耶稣担当了。
And he bore our sin.
他的义成为我们的义。
His righteousness becomes our righteousness.
以及我们的罪解决了。
And so our sin is forgiven.
那堵墙就拆了。
And this wall is
所有信靠耶稣基督的就没有这堵墙。
All those who believe in Christ do not have this wall.
是谁拆了这个墙是神做的。
So who took down this wall? It is God.
我们可以看完全不是我们。
It's not us.
完全是神的恩典。
It's all completely God's grace.
二章七到十节他说因此我们得救是本乎恩。
So that's why verse 7 in chapter 2.
也因着信。
这
不是我们乃是神所赐的。
We're saved because of his grace not of our works.
刚才我们说了我们跟神之间的这个墙现在拆了。
So, this wall between us and God has been demolished.
所以接下来我们看的就是今天的经文。
So, following that, we see today's.
现在神如何拆毁犹太人跟外邦人的隔绝的墙。
And how did God take down the wall between Jews and Gentiles?
其实在这方面，他不单只让我们看到神如何拆毁这个不可能拆毁的墙。他同时也让我们看到我们在主里面我们应该是怎么样不能够再有这堵墙的。
Not only does he show us how this wall is taken down, it also shows us in Christ what it should be.
我们刚才念了，所以我在这里面就稍微点一下。所以你们应当纪念。
So, since we've already read it, I just want to just touch upon it.
就是你们要记得你们以前是怎么样的。
You have to remember how you were formerly.
所以现在是靠着耶稣的血得以亲近了。
So you, because of the blood of Christ, you can now come near God.
所以因他，他说他使我们和睦。
So he's reconciled us.
将两下合为一，拆毁了中间的墙。
And take the two to become one.
十五节他说，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇。就是那记在律法上的规条。
And his body is take.
所以我讲，我就暂时，我们等一下还会回来这些经文。
I will come back to these verses later.
所以神如何拆毁我们中间的墙
？How does God take down the wall between us？
我们先从十三节来看，十三节到十八节。
So let's.Look at verse 13.
然后我才回到11到11节到12节。
And then we'll go back to verse 11 and 12.
你看到这一段里面分成三部分。
And from 13 to 18.
所以我们现在先来看耶稣基督的死
Let's see how look at God, Jesus' death.
Yeah, 所以这段里面其实基本上就分成一个，就是你在基督以外，你没有信主的时候那个墙的存在。
If you're outside Christ, this wall exists.
那怎么拆毁就是耶稣基督的事，就是福音的工作。
How did it get taken down? It's through the death of Christ.
所以在基督里面
，So in Christ，
那墙已经不存在了。
That wall does not exist anymore.
所以保罗这些告诉你，这些都是对福音的真理的认识。
So this is in Paul talks about the grace that is the truth that is in.
我们需要知道福音所带来的结果。
We have to know the result of the gospel.
保罗说：“我祷告神，求神使我们让我们的眼睛开开了，真的知道。”
So Paul prayed that may our eyes be open so we truly know.
因为他知道我们可以听是听了，肯定都记得了，但是我们没有在生命里面没有真的被他这个能够被这个真理能够抓住，能够真的相信。
Maybe we've heard it, we even know it, but we don't truly live it out.
前面我们说二章一到十节告诉我们，我们神以基督的死拆毁了我们神与人中间的墙。
Because of the death of Christ, this our wall between God and us has been demolished.
所以现在犹太人跟外邦人的墙就是这个律法的墙。
So this wall between Jews and Gentiles is the law.
所以现在透过耶稣基督这个律法的墙也拆了。
And through Jesus Christ, this wall is also taken down.
怎么拆？他拆的时候就是。这个犹太人跟外邦人之间从此后就没分别了。
So how did he take it down? It's from that time on, there's no difference between Jews and Gentiles.
他不但是没分别了，而且他把两下合为一。
Not only is there's no difference, they put
the two together. 现在就不是
说
这群是犹太人，这群是外邦人。
There is not this; these are Jews and these are Gentiles.
他说他把两下合为一。
To take the two and unite them.
就是造成一个新人。
To create a new man.
他们是属于一个身体，一个圣灵。
Through one body and one spirit.
所感进到父的面前。
And so that we have access to the Father.
这个新人不是外邦人。
This new man is not Gentiles.
也不是犹太人。
And they're not Jews.
这些人也不是外邦人加犹太人。
It's not just Jews plus Gentiles.
这些人是一个新造的。
It's a new creation.
这些人是一体的。
They're together. They're united.
同感一个圣灵。
And through one spirit.
所以我们刚才说，我看一下我才讲到哪里了，这个 slide 哈。
And look at the slide.
好，我们继续看，所以我们接下来就看这三方面哈。
So we look at these three parts.
所以在十一节他说：“你们应当纪念。”
So, verse 11 says, "You should remember."
Yeah. 所以应当纪念你们以前是外邦人。
That formerly you are Gentiles.
你们是没受割礼的。
You are not circumcised.
所以现在你们在基督里面是一体的。
But in Christ, you are to united together.
神已经拆毁了我们中间的墙。
And God has already taken down the wall between.
这新人的地位。
The position of the new, the position of the new man.
他跟以前不一样。
It's not the same as before.
Yeah, 这新人他在里面特别说是指基督与教会。
The new man is between Christ and the church.
以前是外邦人，以前是远处的。
Before it was far away.
或许以犹太人来说，以前他们是近处的。
And they say the Jews they are near.
所以因为透过福音十字架的工作，成立了有一个新的。
Through the work of the cross, it created a new man.
这新的就是基督与教会。
And this newness is Christ and the church.
所以照理由，这新的是一体的。
So the new is together.
为什么我们还是常常不合一呢？
Why is it that we're still not
我们既然在基督里面是合一的，为什么我们还是不合一？
We know that it is united. Why is it that we are not?
因为我们按照保罗说，因为我们没有真正意识到我们的改变的地位。
Well, according to Paul, it's because we did not truly aware of the change in our status.
我们没有真正的明白说我们之间的关系是独特的。
We did not realize the special relationship that we're in.
是亲密的。
It's closeness.
有人用一个这个一项实验。
When somebody did an experiment.
就是把一些的跳蚤放在一个玻璃罐中，大家可能有听过哈。
Is to put some fleas in this jar.
他们很快就跳出来了。
And they jump out very quickly.
然后再把这个跳蚤放回盖子，在它屋顶上面加了一个盖。
But if you put a lid on the can, on the jar.
所以他们又开始跳，但是跳不出去，因为有盖子。
But they still try to jump, but they could not jump out because of
the lid. 一段时间。
After a while.
他们就，如果你把那个盖子拿掉。
After a while, if you take away the lid,
你就发现他们跳不出去了。
You find that they can no longer jump out.
那个盖子已经不在了。照理由他们是可以跳出去的。
The lid is not there anymore. They should be able to jump out.
所以这个跳蚤它就已经学会了限制它自己只跳到某一个高度。
So the fleas learn that they.There's only a limit that they can jump.
虽然盖子已经拿掉了，它没办法没办法从这个当中去适应这个事实。
Even though the lid is removed, they still cannot fit into this reality.
只有当他们真的意识到
，unless they truly realize
这个瓶子盖没有了
，there is no lid.
不然他们永远就是这样活的。
So otherwise, they continue to live the way they were.
有的时候，我觉得我们作为基督徒也常常是这样的。
I think sometimes, many times as Christians, we live the same way.
我们就是限制在这个瓶子里面。
We're limited in this jar.
神说那个墙已经把它拿掉了。
God has already demolished the wall, but we are still behave the same way.
就所以保罗为什么会说为他们祷告？
That is why Paul prayed for them.
因为我们没有真的意识到我们在神的里面，我们的生命已经有了多大的改变。
Because we do not truly aware of the change of our lives in Christ.
所以保罗在这里祷告。
So Paul prayed here.
祷告说：“求我们就是一章十节，求我们主耶稣基督的神。”
And he prayed to the Lord our God.
荣耀的父
a glorious father,
将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们
that he gives us a spirit of truth and revelation,
使你们真知道他
so that we know, truly know him.
你想想那个跳蚤有多少的精力去说服他们他们现在可以跳出去
think about the fleas, how muchcoercion we have to give them for them to jump out.
保罗在这里面知道也只有求神能够帮助我们。
So Paul knows that he has to pray to God to help us.
使我们真知道他。
So that we can truly know him.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛。
So that it can enlighten the eyes in our hearts.
使你们知道他的恩州有何等的指望。
To know how much riches in his glory.
在他圣徒，他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
？And in the saints, how rich it is of his glorious inheritance.
就让我们真的知道说，这个福音所带来的这个果效。
Know that the result that gospel brings.
十九节，并知道。
And also to know.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力有何等的厚大。
And To those who believe, how great is his power?
所以你再看这里面就看到开我们的眼睛，让我们知道，知道，知道。
So he prayed that our eyes are open, so we know, we know, we know.
Yeah, 就是能够真的知道。
so that we truly know.
非常困难，有的时候。
Sometimes it's very difficult.
只有神能够帮助我们。
Only God can help us.
能够帮助我们，能够真的认识到我们这个福音。
So that we can truly know this truth of the gospel.
所以保罗在十一节的时候，他就说：“你们应当纪念。”
So in verse 11, he said, "You need to remember."
那时你们是怎么样的？
Or how you were formerly.
他为什么这样说？
Why does he say that?
就是说他下面说的是非常你们要记得。
And following he said you have to remember.
也就是我们刚才所讲这些都是非常重要的。And、你们要注意 你们要记得。
Those, we read that just now and you have to remember. It's very important.
你们以前是怎么样的？
How you were before.
你们以前是外邦人，局外人，在世上没有这个指望，没有神。
Before you were Gentiles and you have no hope.
保罗要他们记得，他们的生命已经带来了改变了，巨大的改变。
Paul wants them to know that their lives has been changed.
因为福音的缘故，我们在神的里面，在基督里面，我们的地位完全不一样。
Because of the gospel, our status before God is totally different.
不再像以前那样的。
It's not like what it was before.
你不是以前的那位了。
You are no longer like you were before, but in Christ.
所以在这基督里面，他用几方面来说明在基督里面我们的关系是怎么样的。
So in a couple of ways, shows us how we're different. Our status is different.
所以怎么拆毁这个墙，就是因为耶稣基督的福音。
How to demolish this wall is through Christ.
不单只这个福音所带来的，他说这个当拆毁的时候，我们与其他的子民，我们是属于怎么样一个关系？
How are we? What's the relationship between other children of God?
所以他用了三方面来说明。
Through three ways they talk about.
他说因为耶稣基督的十字架
because of the cross of Christ
所以我们与神和好了
we are reconciled with God
这个我们与外这个犹太与外邦人这个关系这个墙也被拆了
the wall between the Jews and Gentiles has been demolished
不单是这个墙拆的
not only this wall has been taken down
他在这当中是有一个就制造一个新人
A new man is created.
在这个里面，在基督里面，他说，我们是同是神的子民。
And it says that we are in the kingdom of God. We are the same people.
我们是同样的，都是属于神的子民。
We together we are belong to God.
不单只这样。
Not only that.
我们同是神家里的人。
We are member of His family.
所以为什么我们说弟兄姐妹
Why do we call each other brothers and sisters?
我们都在神的家里面我们都是弟兄姐妹
Because in this family we are all brothers and sisters
我们同被建造成为神的殿
So we are being built into the temple of God
是属于同就是在神的就是属于圣洁的子民的
Because we are holy people
我不知道你们这个，当你们想到这些的时候，你们是怎么想的哈
？I don't know what you think when you read all this.
他说：“同是神的子民，同是神家里的人，同是神被建造成为神的殿。”
Together with His people, we are a member of His family and also built into the temple of God.
我们的关系
，our relationship，
密切到一个什么程度？
How close it is.
要记得这些的关系我们地上所有的关系只是暂时的
Remember, all the relationship in this world is temporary.
但是在基督里面我们的关系是永恒的
But the relationship in Christ is eternal.
所以这些关系都是永恒的
All these relationships become eternal in Christ.
所以保罗说你们要记得
So Paul said, you have to remember.
那个墙已经不存在了。
This wall does not exist anymore.
因为信徒同是一家人。
Because all believers are in one family.
我们在基督里面, and
in his family, we're all one member.
It
far exceeds races.
我们不同的地位,
different status and background.
不同的喜好,
different preferences.
不同的社会阶级,
different social status.
你们要记得,
you have to remember.
所以我们需要真的意识到在基督里,
we have to aware that in Christ,
我们之间的密切的关系,
our closeness of our relationship,
我们的关系不是表面的联合,
it's not just a superficial union.
因为联合可以没有合一的,
because you can, a union doesn't have to be
Yeah, 联合可以,
we can make it.
我们可以有一个联合什么, 心里面也没有真的合一的。
When we're in, we can in a union, but we not in our have no unity in our heart.
但是神所在福音里面所做的,
but through the gospel God has created.
他其实已经把我们所有这些信主的人已经合为一了。
He has taken all the believers and united them.
因为这个福音,
because of this gospel.
所以他为什么需要我们能够真的知道,
that's why he wants us to truly know.
我们在基督里面我们是合一的。
That in Christ we are united.
虽然我们有不同,
even though we're different.
但是我们确实可以合一的。
But we can be unified.
三位一体的神也是不同, 他们有不同的地方。
The Trinity is also
完美的合一,
they are different individually.
我们的身体也是很多不同,
our body is very different.
我的手这边, 左手跟右手是不一样的,
my left hand and my right hand is different.
但是他们是合一的,
but they are united.
你从来没有听说自己的手两边手不合一的,
you never know that.
因为你已经属于一个身体,
because they all belong to one body.
能够真的知道,
so that we can truly know.
教会是基督的身体,
the church is the body of Christ.
一分子, 我们就如一个拼图中的碎片,
it is, we're like the pieces in a puzzle.
每一件都是独特的,
everyone is different.
这些碎片是相互补足的,
they complement each other.
所以他不能够说, 哦, 我不需要这个碎片,
you cannot say I don't want this piece.
因为只有当所有这些碎片放在一起的时候, 你才看到一个完美的图。
When all these pieces are put together, you see a perfect picture.
那个美丽的整个的图像。
And you see this beautiful picture.
让我想到同样的我们在基督的身体里面,
same way we see that in the body of Christ.
可能我们都有很多不同的地方,
and every brothers and sisters are different.
但是如果我们在基督里面, 我们能够合一,
if we are united in Christ,
就好像这个拼图出来的是一个非常美丽,
it's like this puzzle that is put together. It's very beautiful.
我们才能够真的欣赏到说在基督里面这个这样的合一是多么美好的。
And we can truly appreciate how great it is. It's,
不管这个人的恩赐是怎么样的,
no matter what his, this
他的才干是怎么样的,
how, what he can do,
他这个在社会的地位是怎么样的,
what his status in the society,
他的学位是怎么样的,
and what is this level of education?
当我们一起合一的时候, 我们就看到这个漂亮的, 一幅图画。
When they're united, we see this beautiful picture.
以至于当我们能够这样的话, 我们才能够跨越我们自己的文化, 我们的背景。
That's the only way we can overcome this, our culture.
当我们彼此对待的时候, 我们能够谦卑,
and we can become humble.
彼此之间来帮助, 彼此来互补,
and we can help each other.
我回到, 还是回到这个一章九节,
And going back to chapter 1 verse 9.
就是这里面一章节他说都是照他自己所预定的美意叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
And it's according to his good pleasure, he wants us to get us to know about his mystery.
又照所安排的在日期满足的时候。
And according to his time, he brings everything together.
是天上地上一切所有的。
To bring together the thing, everything in heaven and on earth.
在都在基督里同归于一。
That together under Christ, we will be united.
你就看到一个神的美好完美的计划非常的这个漂亮的一个计划完成的
we see the perfect plan of
我们现在可能我们不一定都能够看清楚有一天我们就看到了这是个多么美丽的一幅图
we may not see this picture right now but
只有当一切合为一只有当我们能够在基督里面合一的时候我们才能够真的去经历
Only if we are truly united, then we
will
see it. How beautiful God's plan is for us. Let us pray.
天父，我们这一次感谢主你的话语。
Lord, we thank you again for your word.
我们也承认我们很多时候在主你的真理上面我们是迟钝的。
Lord, we admit that many times we're slow in understanding.
我们需要主你的灵开启我们的眼睛。
We ask that you will open up the eyes in our heart.
以及我们能够真的知道，在主你在这个福音的真理里面，我们已经拥有的是怎么样的。
So we can truly see our condition in that your gospel has worked in.
主也求主你自己给我们的爱。
Lord, give us this love.
因为主你先爱我们，你的爱是何等的长过高深。
Because you first love us, and how great a
以及我们也能够活出福音的实际
And we can live out the reality of the gospel
这实际就是包括我们在主里面我们能够合为一
And that is we can live in unity in this gospel
是的我们知道我们是活在一个不完美的世界
Well we know that we live in an imperfect world
但是在我们的心中我们知道主你要的是一个合一的教会
But In our heart, we know that you want a perfect church.
赐给我们力量。
Give us strength.
祝福在这里的教会。
Bless this church.
真的让我们经常常经历主恩的甘甜。
And
经历到主你自己的合一在我们当中。
We can experience the sweetness of your love.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。